Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. This is brought to you by Be Simply.
Stars, trees, clouds, and moon. They all have a meaning and they look just like you.
Welcome to the segment of Soul Silence and Sound. I want to thank each and every one of you for being here in this moment. And we are making our way towards the full moon, depending where when you're listening to this. And this kind of midpoint between the new and full moon is full of energy. So what that means is that I want to encourage you all to be at a still point. There's been a lot of anticipation externally from humanity wanting to give their power away to something that really isn't in charge of any of us. However, we have somehow, and our ancestors gave our power to them. And this is that period of remembering true history, remembering that you have the right to govern your entire system, your mental body, your emotional body, your physical body, and your spiritual body. And that is your divine right, cosmic right, when you enter into this realm. And that was systematically attempted to be taken away from each and every one of you. However, the tides have turned and humanity is ready for, I'll call it, a little jolt to assist with those that haven't fully remembered, or as many are calling, an awakening. And so I want to create a nuance between those words, because awakening is like coming, like waking up to something that you had no idea about. But this, your soul, your eternal being does remember. And over the course of your eternal path, you have accumulated certain things, and then you were put to sleep. If you think back to the Wizard of Oz and the metaphor they showed with them sleeping in the poppy fields. And so each and every one of you systematically went to sleep a little bit deeper or not, compared to maybe your fellow humans. This is that time that is quote unquote awakening, but it's really remembering. And so as you rise up, awaken from the deep slumber, you remember your true nature. You remember that you have the cosmic right to govern your entire system. Also, you have the cosmic right to protect your entire system. Each and every one of you has an electromagnetic field that surrounds you. It matches that which they wanted us to separate from each other during the brouhaha. And that is your field. And so every day I encourage you to imagine that field. It's a sphere around you, and to reinforce it. And that will assist in many ways, because the way that we currently are utilizing technology, it can be potentially infiltrating your system, which that is a cosmic violation that's not allowed by cosmic codes of the universe. I'll say there's many universes, but it's really a violation. It's similar, like if I run into your home, you're going to feel and start screaming and yelling and grabbing stuff. You're going to feel violated, right? So it's that natural law that we're not to be invading each other's energetic field. And this is why when we go to intelligence, that your innate wisdom is yours to retain, and the skills and the gifts that you have built to here, those are yours to protect and retain. And as each one of you continue to remember, you will have a deeper sense of your code of ethics that is required to keep those in integrity. And this is why things like spying, even some intuitive practices, are considered stealing, because you need to remember, or it would be good for you to remember, that if you go and look in places where you weren't invited to look in, then you're penetrating that system that's not yours to look at. And so when we're in harmony all together, and that's what we're working towards, it's very succinct. There's no need to go spy or all these things on each other, because there's a knowing. And this is what our ancestors way back when understood without any of this technology. If you listen, if you learn how to cultivate your other senses, you will be able to hold it with a code of ethics. And if you aren't able to do that, you will feel the cause, well, the effect of your cause, which the cause is your actions and the effect is the results of your action. And sometimes those are immediate and other times are accumulated over many, many, many lifetimes. So this is an exciting time. And the reason I share all that is that as we lead into this moment, it's really important for each and every one of you. And many I've noticed around have in their own ways been doing a lot of purification, instinctually knowing to protect their eternal being. And this is something that we want to never forget to do on a daily basis, that this is the energetic field that's yours, and you don't want anyone trying to co-opt it, access it, redirect it someplace where it doesn't belong, all these things. And that's why awareness is so important, not only in the waking, perceptual waking state, but the different states of sleep and dreaming. And pretty much this whole thing is a dream if you look at it that way. And so that awareness you want to have there so that you don't get tricked. So the next part of this is that this really energetic moment in these shifting that's going on is best to be met with a still point for a couple reasons. If you are remembering and still in the process, and I would say we're all still in the process on varying degrees, that there are other people that are still deep in their slumber. And as they come up for that breath of air and start to remember, they will need support. So the best thing for all of us to do is to be still for one another, with be still for each other, and to remember to have compassion and love for one another. Also, at this point, when everything is a little disorienting and there's a tendency, no matter where you're on, where you are in the storyline, to want to look, to gaze. It's kind of like going down the freeway and there's a car accident and everyone turns and looks. It's not necessary to do that. Stay focused on what you're creating, what you're working, and stay protected, meaning that you really want to say, all right, I got to watch out for my eternal soul. And I'm given this human suit to express my soul. It's not the other way around. The identity that you think you are in this physical density is an aspect of self, but it's not all of self. And if you have not learned to commune with your soul, I encourage you to. And that soul, that's you, is not attached to physicality, so to speak, but it transmits through you. And you have the opportunity to express your soul in many different ways. But when we get too attached to physicality, that creates a distraction. And hence why at this moment that those, the powers that were, that have been attempting to get a little bit more runway at the end of their era, have put all these control mechanisms in, and they want to break down and really micro identify you as this, that, or the other. And they want all your data. They want all this information. It's like the antithesis of having an overbearing and controlling parent. And really, what is the point? Because the universe is undulating and organizing itself in ways that you can't even imagine. And I assure you, the beings, no disrespect to you beings, but the beings that have been creating this set until here aren't very creative. Therefore, I would not really count that they have the intellect or the intelligence for certain to co-opt all of our data in a way that they could really map out something for their benefit. And that was the plan, you know, co-opt all of our energy for their benefit. However, you all are divine. And so the unseen realm, the divine, waits. It waits. And so as this energy comes in, and I worded it as still point Shakti. Shakti is the divine energy of creation of the feminine. And so that energy comes in and is going to pump the system, maybe push against the system a little for all the pumping they're attempting to do through each and every one of us to help with this next phase of remembering and awakening. And so even more reason to be still. This weekend when I was in a sit, I'll call it, that was definitely very strong. And what was coming to me in that moment was, it's not something that you need to prepare for. It's something that you need to be aware of. So all your attachments to your identity, to your ego, to your job, to your religion, all these things, let them be. Take this moment to listen, to be at a still point. Doesn't mean you don't keep moving forward with your visions and what you want to do, but you don't need to be barking and arguing with each other. Humanity needs to work together right now. And, you know, when we all get this jolt, it won't really matter. But, you know, you could just, like, take it easy. There's no reason to waste your precious energy. And to the point, when we look at cause and effect, how you're showing up in this moment is paving the way into the era that we have already created. And so if you want to make some deposits into your cosmic bank account, it's best to meet things still or in an altruistic fashion. If you spend your time fighting, cutting each other down, wanting to harm one another, all that does is it's going to pull, withdraw from your cosmic bank account. And I'm not talking about these tokens that are intended to infiltrate your electromagnetic field. So while you're being still, you want to get really certain for yourself about how you want to protect the most precious energy that you have, and it's your eternal being. And I encourage you, no matter what your faith is, to be inward with this contemplation. Because many of you pontificate like you know, but you don't know until you do. And I assure you, it's not going to be a knowing from this dense form. So if you can take the time and go inward and listen, let go, as I mentioned before, let go of the words and the books and the history and all the talking puppets that you idolized and quote, let them all go. Just get really clear with yourself. Because as this remembering happens, there are aspects of you that you will not be able to deny. There are aspects of you that were erased, so to speak. And now you will have a hard time avoiding them. And at that point, when that Shakti comes in, that remembrance will be merging with this density. And your electromagnetic field will integrate it. And you will integrate it. Some of it might be seamless. Some of it might be chaotic. Some of it might not even be noticed. But it is coming. And so a simple way that you can start doing a little still point is just to practice in every moment of your day to be still. if you notice your energy feeling anxious or worried, just bring it to the earth and just be grounded. You want to be anchored in this moment. And you want to just feel into your inner being. And meditation is the way to access your relationship with your eternal being. And as I mentioned, I just wrote this past week in on Substack on my page, you know, that it's not about using an app. And as I've mentioned before, I do these talks and then I put a little rab there just so I don't, they're not like, why does she have silence? So I put a little bit, but if I had my druthers, it would just be silent. And then we go into sound balancing. And so to remember when you're on your own outside of this moment or maybe other content that you take in, the majority of your sits each week are best to be in silence and start with a small number and exercise that muscle so that you can go a little bit deeper into communing, into union with self. In addition, I want to point out where there's all this like talk about people being this, that, or the other, ethnicity, gender, sexuality, all that. It doesn't matter when we're talking about energy. And those things actually distract you. The inner union that has been talked about for many ages and is scientifically provable within your system is you have an energetic field that has a positive and a negative charge and runs like a battery. And that is the mechanism that is working in and around your eternal oscillating force that has weight and has motion and moves beyond these perceptual physical realms. So when you meditate, you have an opportunity to dip into that field. And that's yours to protect. And when we get distracted with a lot of sound bites and we get distracted with a lot of trending and mind control, you could go a whole lifetime with forgetting to connect. You know, this is when you get to have your one-on-one through physicality. So create the space right now to be still, to meditate in silence. Start with 5 minutes, build up till you feel solid, 8, 13 minutes, 21, build from there. And if you have an overactive mind, meditation is not meant to be a unicorn ride. It's not meant for downloads. It's not meant for all kinds of things that people say, especially in New Age talk. It's meant to focus. It's meant to clear your mind. It's meant to take you into a place where all things exist and nothing exists. And so that you can receive and then come out cleaner, clearer, purer, and then re-engage. So if you want to learn more about that, please reach out to me. It's important to have a guide in that process because if you look on the internet, there's a lot of stuff. And a lot of people pontificating and grabbing. But it's normal because we're at the end of the age of degradation. So there's a lot of quantity, but not quality. So the best way to get quality is sit in silence, have a good guide, someone that you can talk with, that you resonate, that can help you and assist you, and that is adept long before this lifetime. So with that being said, let's take a couple deep breaths in and I welcome you all to be still. I welcome in this energy of Shakti, long awaited. And then gently taking a nice deep breath in and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. Good. Another one. Inhale. And exhale. Continuing to breathe in and out. Focusing on your focal point. If your mind becomes distracted, just return it to that focal point down in front of you.
It is beyond form. Look, it cannot be heard. It is beyond sound. Wait, it cannot be held back. The sands are falling.
yet cannot be heard. It is beyond the sound. A way that cannot be held back.
The sands are falling
down. Yeah.
gently from there, I welcome you to gently lean back and recline or move fully into Shavasana, a prone position on your back with your palms facing upward as we transition into receiving sound. As you settle in, just take a nice gentle breath into the heart and out. Again, inhale. And exhale. One more inhale and exhale, and then continue to follow your natural breathing pattern. Thank you.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. José Anivea aí, José Anivea aí, de Anivea.
Thank you.
Taking a soft, gentle breath into your heart center, gently breathing in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. Another one, inhale and exhale. And then gently from there, as you breathe in and out, we welcome you when you're ready to rise up to a seated position, taking another deep breath in and out. Again, inhale and exhale. Another one, inhale and exhale. Good, and then continuing to breathe in and out, following your natural breathing pattern. And then taking a moment to acknowledge all aspects of self by simply expressing silent gratitude. And then gently from there, if inspired, sending some gratitude, kindness, and compassion out beyond here. And as you breathe in and out, send that compassion, love, and kindness to wherever you might feel it might be needed, wanted, and welcomed. I welcome you to just be. Find your still point and know this moment that we're entering into will have its own rhythm and duration. The stiller you can get, the easier it'll be for you to receive the balancing between your masculine and feminine. See, this is an era that has nothing to do with patriarch or matriarch. Two forces that sit side by side within you. And from there, we will walk side by side, human to human. And at that point, you begin the process of entering an era of mastery. And the more focused and disciplined and ethical, for lack of better words, you are, the deeper you will have the opportunity to refine that which is ready to transform within you. So until next time, I want to thank all of you for being here. I want to thank Random Rav, Kadri Scott, Dante Marino for doing their part. And we're going to exit out with little Kadri Scott, Fields of Flowers. And until next time, this is me, Suzanne, signing out. Really, no one, actually. That's the whole point of all this. With a full heart, a soft gaze, a gentle smile, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply.